So, I would love to welcome Sai Teja. Sai Teja is founder for Shunify. He says he's obsessed with Web3 and fintech products. He was previously with Nuo Network and has taken care of multiple products there. So with this, I hand it over to Sai Teja to give a short introduction or a brief introduction about himself, and then we can start with the Web3 1:1 talk show.
Hey, thanks for the introduction. I'm Sai. I'm building Shunify, which is a decentralized DeFi analytics platform where you can keep track of your portfolio across protocols and across blockchains. And one of the major reasons we are building this is we, as a DeFi enthusiast, used to do a lot of things. But not able to manage our own portfolio like PNL and also the live positions. So we started ideating this across many DeFi users, and they were also facing the similar issue. So we thought we should definitely build the product and see where it goes. Today we are live with 4 blockchains and 6 protocols. Apart from that, I've been working in this domain from since last, I think, 3 waves now, and contributed to protocols like MakerDAO, Aave, Balancer, and as a full-time blockchain dev, I was at Nuo Network and also worked at OnJuno as a marketing lead. Yeah, so this is my journey.
Great. That's great to hear about you. I guess listeners would be interested in knowing more about you, and they would ask all the questions in the Q&A session. So quickly starting with, I would say that DeFi is growing, and as it grows, we have observed problems rising as well. Would you like to touch upon some of the problems you have observed in the DeFi space that helped you build this product, which is Shunya, or in generic?
So yeah, in generic, DeFi as a concept itself is very interesting thing, but that comes with its own pros and cons. Like pros include, like, you'll get an access to transparent financial ecosystem where you can try out multiple financial products. Like, you can lend, borrow money, margin trade your money, and also do options, and everything related to traditional finance can be implemented in the blockchain ecosystem, especially in the DeFi. But that comes with its own cons, right? Smart contracts are still in very early stages. You need to understand that the risk associated with the smart contracts, and every noob can't be able to read the smart contracts before he or like she is trying to interact with any particular contract. And also, there is no direct accessibility. Like, no one is trying to make the investment journey into DeFi in a very simple way, so that this can help others to get on board and help in terms of the adoption. So these are the two major problems that I see today in the DeFi space.
Okay. And how about, say, some of the problems that you observed while building Shunya?
Yeah. So, me and my co-founder Aniket were both into DeFi space. We used to try multiple products, but in 2017, the space was very small. It was only like $40-50 million in TVL. But in 2019, the space saw like huge uprise in terms of the TVL, and a lot of things happened, yield farming, liquidity mining, and whatnot. So this led to DeFi space itself grew around 2000%. There when magic happened, right? So people started using multiple blockchains, multiple wallets for multiple purposes. Then how can I manage how can I view my own portfolio, which are across wallets and blockchains? So this made us, this motivated us to build a product and provide you like a very good holistic view of your portfolio across multiple blockchains.
That's great. That's great. So you really gave some real life examples, and that is basically listener would love to understand that how you build the product, because every time we do different talk shows or we bring in different leaders, they basically say that whatever you're building or whatever you are looking forward to cater to the industry or in the Web3 space, it should always start with something that it is required, and it is solving some kind of problem, or basically providing a solution to a kind of challenge, or basically bridging the gap that is there in any kind of action or activity that is happening or need to require to solve that. So with this, I would say that how do you think these problems can be solved or tackled? So basically need to understand in generic, like how you feel these can be solved apart from like you build Shunya. But in generic, if we talk about what are your thoughts to it?
Yeah, in general, there is no solution, right? I mean, you as an individual, if you want to know your portfolio, then you should manually go export your transactions or like check each and every block scan to get a view of your portfolio. But even EtherScan or any blockchain scan won't provide you the accurate information of your live positions. So it's kind of very hard for you, and also any DeFi degen would not prefer doing this work manually, because you would end up frustrated and spending more hours on just getting to the live positions itself.
Okay. Yes. So how you how do you see Shunya solving some of these problems, or like how Shunya is adding value to the ecosystem, like catering to these challenges?
Yeah, so I mean, we get the data of the user right from the source of truth, which are the smart contracts. So we implement each and every protocol and also query the address on the contract level itself. So we'll get to know the data of every particular user, and we'll be able to show them all the live positions they are having. And along with that, interesting thing is we also show the P&L of individual holdings and also the assets along with the live positions that you hold. Like, let's say if you provide liquidity to some of the DEXs, then you'll be also able to get the impermanent loss data along with the P&L. And along with that, you can also see your rewards. So we are kind of like simplifying your analytics experience for DeFi users.
Perfect. So I would like to ask before moving ahead that so is this something like Shunya has came across with this thing currently? So are there any future problems also that you are looking forward to cater in the upcoming times, or this is only one thing that you are looking forward to cater?
Yeah, I mean, there are multiple things in the roadmap. Like, this is the biggest problem. So there are more than 250 protocols and more than like 2,500 plus assets. So solving this would be a good challenge. But apart from that, we are also working on the opportunities where we analyze your risk appetite and also provide you the risk-based opportunities based on the transactions that you did in the DeFi space.
Cool. That's good. Nibik, you would like to add something to this?
No, I think this is pretty good discussion going on. I'll probably jump in sometime in between. But yeah, all good.
Perfect. So with this, Sai, I'll move on to our next question that we have. Where do you think we are heading with DeFi 2.0?
Yeah, pretty interesting question. DeFi 2.0. So right now, there are many problems with the current DeFi infrastructure, right? So one would be the frictionless interactions. And also you have external owned accounts everywhere to interact with the DeFi applications or any smart contracts. In DeFi 2.0, I think, in DeFi also, like, we saw many stablecoin concepts, algorithmic stable coins, which didn't work well. But I think using new algorithms that may be implemented in DeFi 2.0 should solve all these problems associated with the algorithmic stable coins, and also the yields that are being generated, strategies like yield farming or liquidity mining. All these should be optimized, not like going ahead with the 1,000 or 2,000% APYs, but APYs that actually provide value to the end user. So I think all these things can be modified in DeFi 2.0.
Okay. And Shuni recently went live. So do you have something in mind in regards to DeFi 2.0 for Shuni while building, or it's gonna be like your future thoughts to it?
For Shuni, it doesn't matter, right? Whether it is DeFi 1.0 or 2.0. So we are all like on the DeFi deep analytics part. So whatever you do, we provide you the analytics on top of that. It's just like we need to integrate with Fastphase.
Okay. So if I ask this question, so how moving towards the next question, we would love to understand the whole journey of Shuni, that how much time it took and when it all started, basically, and now it went live. So how the journey has been, and when you started building Shuni, what stage was it was, and how was Web3 that time, and how much it has evolved now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long journey, man. We started ideating this 1 year back, and then we started working on the project from since last 8 months. And we iterated very fastly along with the user feedback loops that we got. So yeah, today we are here live with 4 blockchains and 6 protocols, but still a long way to go.
Interesting. Very interesting. So basically, when you started building 1 year back, you might be having a different kind of structure or something. So how much changes you brought to that structure in the way Web3 was evolving, and some comparison you can give, or some kind of, what do you call, differentiation you can give us?
For us, right from the start, we were only focusing on the DeFi deep analytics part, which actually makes sense to the investors, which will help them make financial decisions with confidence, right? So yeah, we started with few parameters and then spoke to a couple of DeFi users, and then figured out that this parameter will also be helpful for them. Then iteratively we interacted with them, and then added parameters that will be helpful for the investors. Yeah, apart from that, product wise, our goal was the same thing. We need to provide the DeFi deep analytics for the end user.
Cool. So it's all for users, or basically for people who are looking forward to have a better understanding of their portfolio, and they could better take decisions for the investments they are doing. Is there any specific, you said that this is for everyone, so it is like basically for pro level investors, or some kind of it's been categorized for few people?
Pro level DeFi users can definitely make much benefit from this product, but if you are a holder, holding your portfolio in Web3 wallet, then we also show you the P&L of all the assets. Along with that, you can track your average buy price, and also the opportunities that you may have with these assets. So you can directly switch to the opportunity, which we are working on soon.
Okay. So moving forward, do Yinka or Nirbhik wanted to ask some questions, or should I move forward with
I don't have any questions because, and also my internet is not acting pretty good. So you continue. I'll hop on to when I think I have a question. Yinka, over to you.
I have a question though. Hello, how's it going? So my question is in relation to like what's been happening in DeFi recently. I'm sure most of us, especially with the dip in the market and everything happening, I'm sure with the amount of borrowing and lending that these huge protocols have done and the dump that is happening because of liquidation. So I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on how do we solve this problem? And how do we, move forward in development and ensure that this isn't something that will repeat itself, right? Because a lot of what DeFi is hinged on is on lending and borrowing. And this is lending and borrowing very volatile assets. So I'm just really curious, as someone who develops in this space, what are your thoughts about that? Have you been paying attention to that? And, if you can just fill us in.
Yeah, so there are two perspectives. So basically, one perspective is as an investor, and second perspective would be as a builder. So as a builder, DeFi did a very good job. So as an investor, yeah, I know like recent incidents like Three Arrows Capital and all, but they actually did crazy stuff in DeFi, right? So they actually lent some, I mean, kept STF as a collateral and borrowed some other amount, which they need to liquidate now. But as a concept, if you see, it's the mistake of the investor. So they need to, I mean, get back their capital by, I mean, giving off the debt they have in the DeFi space itself. So as a concept, DeFi worked pretty well in the recent incidents. Liquidations and all are mechanisms which were in place to protect the investors' funds. Like I don't see any protocol giving the under-collateralized loans just for the same reason. MakerDAO also have the same concept of over-collateralized loans where you can keep over-collateral and get, I mean, mint your DAI. So as a space, I think it working pretty well, but still we need a lot of improvements, like under-collateralized loans, which will help retail investors also participate in this space.
Yeah. So I do think, I mean, DeFi as a solution to a problem works really well. I agree with that, right? It simplifies a lot of processes. It takes away a lot of middlemen. However, my concern, which is what I'm trying to point out, is the idea that these huge protocols, and you've talked to it, you talked about it, that it is largely to protect the investors' funds, right? But this causes a very high volatility and instability in the market when the liquidation happens, right? I mean, you could hear of one of these protocols having, I don't know, 800 to 8,000 Ethereum worth that will liquidate at certain price points. That is a massive dump in the market, I'm just wondering, how are we thinking about solving this problem? Perhaps maybe, well, I was going to say from an algorithmic standpoint, but I mean, with the fiasco with UST, that might not be a very viable solution at the moment. But yes, that's like my point. Or, how do you see that? Or even do you even think that is a problem, right? Because the massive dump that these liquidations cause the market to experience, is that something we can avoid? And yeah, those are my questions.
Yeah, so I think this is definitely a problem. When major whales actually do something big, then it will affect the entire crypto market, right? But the economics of crypto works in this way, right? So it's totally on the demand and supply. So if the whale is holding something and he's doing pretty weird stuff, then eventually this will affect the market, I mean the whole market. I still think this is a problem. So there needs to be something good coming up in the upcoming days which can solve this problem, but as of now I don't have any idea.
Yeah, no, of course. It's a conversation. It's an ongoing conversation, something we can talk about. But yes, I'm particularly worried, you know, so I guess it's just really close to my heart as a problem that I'm consistently thinking about. And so, yes, I guess as time goes on, we will be faced with more ways to solve the problem and hopefully make this ecosystem less scary for retail investors, you know, people losing tens of thousands of dollars just because. But yes, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Yinka. Thank you so much. So I guess it's time to move to the last question that I was waiting to ask. So how is Shunya contributing to the same, to the DeFi space?
Yeah, so Shunya's goal is to simplify the user experience, I mean, investing experience, and also help them understand what they are actually doing in the DeFi space. Because without data, you'll not be able to make any good financial decisions. So for the space itself, we are simplifying the experience of the DeFi investors. And along with this, we are also trying to get the adoption to this space.
Okay. And how much it will be contributing to the whole of the DeFi space in getting evolved or to the whole Web3 ecosystem?
Yeah, so right now, if you see the space itself, right, it's over 100 billion market. So 100 billion markets, if they are tracked and if the data is available for them, and this can help them grow financially, looking after the data and also analyzing what's happening with their portfolio on a daily basis and make the financial decisions as per their risk appetite. So I think this is going to be a big contribution to the space.
Okay. That's great to hear. And I feel and I wish all the best to Shunya and team to support the Web3 ecosystem in growing and all the users to help them evolve in the space they are looking forward to grow. So Sai, would you like to help us understand a few of the stats? The day Shunya went live, how much users have been on the website, how much have logged in, what is the number of users, or you can say how many people have created profile or some kind of stats that could help people get better understanding?
Yeah, we have around, on the day of launch, we had over 1K users on our website. Right now, there are more than 250 users using the product. So we're still growing. It's still in the early stages of the product.
Okay. I guess with this, I move to the last question look forward to understand. Would you like to disclose or would like to mention a few of the things that are lined up by Shunya in the coming months or in a quarter or so in product or for the users? Be ready for kind of update or any kind of new thing that will be going live?
We are working on the bundle wallets feature where you can bundle multiple wallets and you can view multiple wallets portfolio at a time. But apart from that, there is going to be a major announcement soon with one of the good renowned name in the industry. So please stay tuned to our Twitter channel. So we'll soon announce that.
Perfect. With this, I guess it's time to thank Sai Teja and get his last few words for the talk show. And wish him and Shunya team all the best for their future endeavors and the upcoming updates and launches for Shunya. So Sai, a few words from your side and then we can end up with the talk show.
Hey, first I would like to thank you guys for making this happen and also audience for listening to us. Play safe in this volatile market. Don't try to be degen, and also don't try interacting with any such protocol which you don't understand. And keep your risk appetite low for now. Yeah, these are the few things that I'd like to say.